Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. I'm so happy you're here. I love hearing your feedback on these weekly Habit Hack Thursday episodes. I've been doing a lot of polls in my Instagram stories and in our Facebook group as well. It's all linked in the show notes for you if you're not a member over there yet or following me on Instagram. You can find me at EmilyNichols22. But I love hearing the feedback from Habit Hack Thursday. I love creating reels around it too, just to get a little creative. Just to give you a quick tip to implement this healthy habit into your life and not a lot of time to make your life better, to help you feel better from the inside out, whether that's through your mindset, whether that's through movement, whether that's through food freedom. I want these habit hacks to help you take action, friends. So I hope you find them useful. Always love hearing your feedback as well. Couple of reminders before we get into today's habit hack. Self-Transform You, my signature program, my four-week signature program, is starting back up on Monday, this Monday, May 23rd. Y'all, how are we almost all the way through May? I can't believe it. Kids are almost out of school. This is the perfect time for you to dedicate to you, to take some time to take care of you. If you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to enroll in another course and not finish it. I totally get that, friend, because that's why I created the whole Self-Transform brand, is because I was always starting and stopping with some type of like healthy plan or whatever. And it wasn't until I started using the habit strategies that I teach in all of my programs I talk about here in our community, on the podcast, everywhere. It wasn't until I started using these habit strategies that actually stuck. I felt empowered by finishing something, which for me was the Whole 30 for the first time. And that positivity snowball that happened from there, y'all, there's nothing like it. I was just talking with a Whole 30 client this week and another STU client from this past month, finishing up her round of STU. And just the feedback I was getting from them as far as the feeling of finishing something, was like no other. Yes, they learned a lot about themselves. They gathered a lot of data about their habits. My Whole30 client learned a lot about herself, about her habits and relationship in particular around food, and has a plan going into her food freedom. But for my girls going through STU, same. It was like, wow, look, I did it. I have a plan in place and it doesn't feel overwhelming. And self-transform, you didn't feel overwhelming as well. So it's a four-week program. It should only take you about 30 to 45 minutes each week to kind of go through each week's module and do the homework. And the homework is just gathering data about yourself, okay? You'll have a one-on-one call with me for 30 minutes. You can always add on an extra one if you want as well. Weekly texting and email to help you with that accountability as well. But pretty much week by week, you'll learn the habit strategies that help me get my own transformation and get that big snowball rolling and that empowerment I felt from finishing something like my clients were just talking to me about this week as well. And you'll leave with a plan that's sustainable that you're able to go through again when life gets a little crazy busy, right? So as a bonus, you do get my Habits That Stick starter kit. It's my little mini course that just takes you through basic habit strategy with your enrollment in STU that will help you learn a little bit more about your current habits and relationship around everything, work, food, movement, everything. Then you take that into week by week within STU to help you create a plan that's going to work for you. So you'll get some wins right away within the first 3 days. It should only take you about 30, 45 minutes to go through the modules, do the homework, gathering that data around your current habits. First week, it's all around mindset, losing the guilt, reframing the way we think of our time, because I know you don't feel like you have a lot of time, and I know you feel guilty when you do take the time, because same, but we lose that by proving to ourselves that we can take time for ourselves. And oh my gosh, look how much better I feel. My kids don't, you know, I shouldn't feel guilty because my kids don't care, right? This week two, we go through my three-step food freedom plan. We really dig in deep into even just how to like grocery shop and meal prep that doesn't feel overwhelming. Then we talk about joyful movement. I do provide some workouts, which is super fun, but also we just talk about the benefits of doing hard things. Then lastly, we dig deep into what to do when you lose motivation or you go into a new season of life. So I love leading women through this program every month. If you've been thinking about it, why not now? Because if you do nothing, nothing's going to change, right? So join us in Self-Transform You on May 23rd. I'll take enrollment through the first couple of days of next week, and then that's it, because I only take so many girls each month. You can go to selftransformyou.com to sign up and reserve your spot. Send me any questions you have via the website or Instagram or wherever. It's all linked there in the show notes for you. And just a reminder, my new membership community, the Habit Hacking Society, is launching June 1st. This is kind of like a soft launch, founder launch of my new membership community to continue giving that accountability, consistency, and grace when it comes to establishing these new habits. I created this because when I'm done working with my clients, either a Whole30 client or my clients in STU, they're like, okay, what's next? And I'm like, here's what's next. This is going to help you continue doing your healthy habits. So I am hosting a webinar next Wednesday, the 25th of May at 12 p.m. Eastern. It will be only via Zoom. You can sign up via the link in the show notes or go to bit.ly/HHS founder for the Habit Hacking Society waitlist, letting me know that you are super interested in joining us and getting in on that founders rate, because girl, you'll be grandfathered in to it for like all of time, okay? I'm only going to launch this membership program, like open it up for enrollment probably 3 times a year. So this is the time, the best time to get in, because you're going to be grandfathered into like the most like cheapest rate ever. I can't even. I'm so excited for you guys. So link in the show notes. Let's do it. Okay, let's get into today's habit hack. I don't like it to take a lot of your time on Thursdays. I want to talk about the invisible load of motherhood. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? I was just having a conversation with one of my STU girls about this this week, and I was joking around. I've actually said this to my husband, or I've had conversations with my girlfriends, and I've been like, you know, I'm kind of like the CEO or the manager of our household. And my husband's like the assistant manager or the assistant to the manager, regional manager. If you know what I'm talking about. Their little office reference for you. Oh my gosh. But it's true. I am the manager. I know that this week is a spirit week and I needed to make sure one of my kiddos had a dollar, which I had to go get from my kiddo's piggy bank because I never have cash. There's so many IOUs in there. Anyway, I had to send in a dollar so he could wear a hat. And I know they got homework this week. And I know there's a dance this Friday for my teenage son. And oh, we have these golf tournaments coming up for the summer. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on their summer schedules and planning all that out and where they'll be and where we need help. And oh, we're scheduling this kiddo for braces. And oh, this needs to happen. And oh, we, you know, need to book this out. And that just doesn't even count. Like, that's just stuff for like managing the house, like my kids. That doesn't include like the laundry, the cleaning that needs to get done. And oh my gosh, what is for dinner? Does my car need service? Oh my gosh, the dogs need more dog food. I mean, so much. So the actual definition, the invisible load of motherhood, describes really the unnoticed and uncompensated physical, mental, and emotional labor completed behind the scenes to keep your household happy, healthy, and running smoothly. Like, have you ever been sick and the house just kind of falls apart? Like, there is like random clothes and shoes everywhere. There's dog hair everywhere if you're like me and have two Labradors. There's dishes piling up. They're like, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sick. I'm not making dinner. And everything just falls apart and you're still just trying to stay afloat with work and keeping up, and then you feel bad for it, right? This leads to burnout, right? I was reading a study from Dr. Luther, and she was in an article on Good Housekeeping, and she said consequences from the invisible load of motherhood can include exhaustion, depression, being irritable, feeling underappreciated, and becoming isolated. So it takes a great deal of time and energy to be keeping all of these balls up in the air. Or like I see a lot of times to my girls in STU, you have so many tabs open in your head, right? And it takes a lot to keep them open and keep everything organized and keep everything afloat, that everyone's just happy, healthy. And it's not just physical, you know, like the physical of like running, like being a taxi driver all the time to your kids. The emotional, like when my kids are sad or upset about something, you hold on to those feelings like so deep in your heart and you worry about them, especially if you have a child going through something right now, or if you just have a teenager for that matter. Oh my goodness. And even just the mental, just all the tabs open. So I really wanted to talk about today how to overcome that invisible load of motherhood and give you a habit hack to really help you take some of that overwhelm away, okay? We don't need to be managing everything. We don't need to feel burnt out and exhausted and depressed all the time. You can go through a program like Self-Transform You and figure out how to create some habit strategies in your life to help you take care of yourself so you don't feel this burnout so much. So you're able to let some of those tabs close. You're able to let the emotions out. You're able to work out your body and do this all guilt-free. But if you're like, girl, I don't have time for it. Okay, you need to join me in STU because we will find the time and we will make the time. I promise. But when I think about, well, why are we like this? I was like, we're just nurturers to start. Like being a mom, you want to take care of everybody and everything. But what if we change that narrative? What if we could still be those nurturing, loving, empathetic moms, but not feel like we have to do it all? Okay, so I'm gonna give you three tips today to help you lose the invisible load overwhelm when it comes to being a mom, and with one big habit hack here at the end that you can start doing. So number one, my first tip, habit strategies. Duh, you knew I was gonna say that. Habits are great because they take place when motivation goes away, but it's also an unconscious behavior. It's it doesn't take brain power. You know, like it doesn't take brain power to brush your teeth or take a shower or go to the bathroom or make your coffee every day. Those are unconscious behaviors you will do without fail, no matter what, it doesn't take brain power to open up another tab to do that. Okay. So that will help relieve like the decision fatigue. We talked about that last month here on one of the Habit Hack Thursday episodes. You know, you're making all these decisions, and how to lose the fatigue is having habits in place. Going through the three-step habit loop strategy that I teach within my programming to help you lose that overwhelm, that will help close a few of those tabs for you, friend. Okay. Number two, plan ahead. So get it all out. We've talked about this over the past couple of weeks because this is something I'm trying to be a lot more intentional with as well. And I'm hearing from some of my girls in the community. This has been really helpful for them as well. Get it all out. So whether it be a big brain dump, putting it in your calendar, your Google calendar, your family calendar, get it all out. Okay. Seeing it big picture instead of just keeping it all inside your head or maybe even inside your heart sometimes feels super overwhelming. Okay. So get it all out, whether that be pen to paper, your computer, your phone, whatever. Get it all out. Get it all out of your head. Okay. And then lastly, here's your big habit hack for the week. When you start feeling that burnout, or when you really start to feel resentful, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, oh my gosh, my husband just got home from work and he's sitting in the chair and I have to sit in here thinking about, okay, I got to run this kid here and this kid there. And oh my gosh, when am I going to make dinner? And he's just home like, ugh, long day at work. And you're like, yeah, I've been working all day too. Now I got to, you know, my second and third job starting here with my kiddos and the dogs and everybody else, right? When you start feeling that burnout or resentment, let go. Let go of the control and ask for help. And don't do it in a way that's resentful or it's like, well, you don't do anything, right? I need your help. Communicate all that you're doing and how you can feel appreciated and helped. So thinking back to what your love language is, mine is physical touch and words of affirmation. Words of affirmation, then physical touch. It's words of affirmation first and then it's quality time. No, wait, I think I'm flipping my husband's. Regardless, I know it's words of affirmation. And my husband knows that. And that's something that he tries to work really hard on because that's not his love language. So he has to work really hard to, you know, express love to me in my love language. Communicate all that you're doing and how you feel and how you could feel appreciated. And whether that would be via your love language, that whether it would be actual acts of helping out, I guarantee you they're going to be willing to help. And even expressing this to your kids. One of the girls that went through STU early on when I created this program a year ago, when she did her habit inventory, she showed it to her kids and showed them everything she does in a day. And they were like, dang, mom, you are busy. And they actually, you know, they were old enough to be like, what can I help with? And how freeing is that to have like your kids helping out as well? So your habit hack is when you start feeling burnout, resentful, take a deep breath. Think about how you can loosen the reins on the control and ask for help and ask to feel appreciated and express how they can do that for you. Sometimes people aren't mind readers and you just got to communicate in a way to tell them what you need. And not coming from a place of resentment, but coming from a place of love and needing that help. And I guarantee you they're going to be receptive and want to help you because like that saying goes, when mama's not happy, nobody's happy, right? But I want you to live in a peaceful home. I want you to live a life where you are taking care of yourself and fueling yourself up from the inside out. You know, leaving you with one last quote. I heard this on Instagram from someone last week and I loved it so much. You know, we talk about, you know, fill your cup up to fill up other people's. And the girl, I think it was on a reel or something, she goes, I don't want to fill my cup up anymore. I got too many things in my cup. I just want a bigger cup. Isn't that awesome? I don't want to fill up my cup more. I need a bigger cup. And the way you can get a bigger cup, in my opinion, is to delegate, to ask for help when you're feeling that burnout, ask for help. Now, I know it feels great to feel productive and like, check, 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 look at all these things I got done on my to-do list. But how long can you go like that long before you build up that resentment and burnout, right? So I hope today's episode was useful for you when you start feeling that burnout, friend. Your habit hack is to ask for help and let go of the reins, okay? So again, STU starts back up this Monday the 23rd. Join us. I am saving a spot for you, selftransformyou.com. And if you want to learn more and be one of the very first founding members of the Habit Hacking Society, join us in our webinar next Wednesday the 25th at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can join us live, or if you sign up for the waitlist, you'll get the recording of it as well. All right, girlfriend, thank you so much for listening in today. Let's take a big deep breath. I hope that invisible load has felt a little lightened for you today. I'll check in with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.